I'm Rona Tarrant. President Trump says he plans to sign an executive order next week that could lead to mass detentions of migrants travelling in caravans from Central America. Trump said he may deny applications from asylum seekers who fail to use a port of entry. The president also says it's okay for active duty soldiers supporting Border Patrol agents to fire their weapons if migrants attack them with rocks. Trump was speaking during a presentation of his controversial policy to crack down on what he says is uncontrolled illegal immigration. A 63-year-old man convicted of double murder has been put to death by electrocution in Tennessee after the U.S. Supreme Court turned down his last-minute appeals. Edmund Zagoski had requested the state not use the lethal injection and is the first U.S. inmate executed by electrocution since 2013. Catholic bishops in Nashville and Knoxville had issued a statement urging officials not to use the death penalty, saying it contributes to the growing disrespect for human life. The man charged with opening fire in a Pittsburgh synagogue and killing 11 worshippers has pleaded not guilty in court to all 44 counts against him. The charges against Robert Bowers include hate crimes and firearm offences. Bowers was injured in a shootout with police during the massacre at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh's Squirrel Hill neighbourhood in what's believed to be the worst anti-Semitic attack in US history. Apple briefly lost its $1 trillion value on Thursday when shares fell 7% in after-hours trading despite posting record results. The tech giant's strategy of charging more for its phones has paid off, but a warning of possible weaker sales in coming months sparked a share price slide after official trading ended. Meanwhile, the total number of smartphones sold by all makers globally declined for the first time in 2017. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.